really no way to tell as far as that goes.
I think I got active auto repair.
Yeah, the thing is to not let it disrupt your day. Start with that, and then you can try to bring them down.
Yeah, I would turn my ringer off, but it doesn't have that function on my volume. All right, well, I don't want to keep anybody from getting in again, but thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, Kyle, just out of a point of information, was that the number that kept calling us over and over?
It was, yeah.
Interesting. So I condemned that person, but they were actually a really good call. See, that folks, that's the lesson here, is to not jump to assumptions, because there was a technical problem. I got mad and I said that person is the problem.
That wasn't
the problem. Kyle is the problem.
I think that's about all you need to say.
And
okay.
It's a problem that you're not picking up the phone. We have another phone call?
Yes.
All right. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook. Go ahead. Kyle, go ahead. Please turn down your radio. Is anyone there?
Yes, hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. It's Pete from Queens.
Hi, Pete.
First of all, this guy is the president of the United States, right? He can't get a makeup artist to fix his hand up? Like, what is this? Is this like a joke he's doing?
What are you talking
about? He wants people to think he's going to die?
Wait, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
So, his hand, right? Trump's hand. Like, he had it, like, painted, like white. As a ghost, when he's orange.
When did this happen?
Obviously trying to. What?
When did this happen? I didn't see this.
Was it like this week or something?
Really?
He had
okay.
Bruising on his hands. They're saying he's going to die in 6 months, right? But like, he's like the worst makeup job. Like, he's got so many people under him. He can't get a halfway decent person to do his makeup.
He can't get halfway decent people, period. So I'm not surprised that makeup people will be boycotting him as well. But that's interesting. I didn't know about this. That's, wow. Okay. Well, we don't have the answers on that for sure.
I really can't hear you guys. It's really dull. The other thing I wanted to say was, you remember Netflix? Like, the beginning, that was the cheapest way to send 4 gigabytes of data through the mail. And I think we're probably going to lose the post office pretty soon, because if they start locking down the networks and trying to get rid of VPN so people can't communicate, they're gonna get rid of the mail so we can't communicate in any way other than like face to face.
That sounds dangerous. That sounds kind of sad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your phone call.
Thanks, man. Oh, also, it's so clear. It's so clear. Good night.
Okay, thank you. What do you mean by that? What's so clear? After all this, he's saying, we're clear? I don't think we're clear. 802-321-4225. Yeah, we're playing music, but we can also take a phone call. We can do both things at once. We can do everything at once. Rob, we can talk to you, too.
And also to address the do not call issue, that's donotcall.gov to access the do not call registry.
Oh, thank you for that. That's very important. All right, we have another phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook. Go ahead.
Howdy. All right, so I know you guys, I'm just curious, has there been any backlash about you guys being honest about what the country sees, but they're too afraid to speak on, about political climate?
Not that we have experienced, but it could be just around the corner. You never know. If you piss off the right person, and that person is powerful, we see what's happening every single day, right?
Right. Well, thank you guys for being honest.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a listener. That matters to us so much.
Alrighty, bye.
Take care. 802-321-4225. We have a couple of minutes left. If you have something to say to us here at Off the Hook, dial that number. Can't promise the best sound quality, but we'll try.
And, you know, pissing off the people in power is kind of a thing for us here at WBAI, and you can help keep that going at buddy.wbai.org.
Absolutely, absolutely. Radio is so important. People say radio is dying. People say everything important is dying. Newspapers, radio, telephones. You have to wonder, you know, everything is being moved on to something digital, and it's very, very vulnerable there. All right, good evening. You're on Off the Hook. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah, I have some guest suggestions for the next Hope Conference.
Okay, we'll hear them. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you send out invitations to Stuart Brand, Stacey Horn, and Howard Rheingold? I'd love to hear them talk about virtual commuting.
Those are all either well people or Echo people from New York City, right?
Right. Yeah. Stacey Horn started Echo, and Stuart Grant started the Well. And while I never joined either of them, from what I read about them, it sounded very idyllic and I'm very disappointed with where we are now in terms of online commuting. It's like toxic cesspool.
Uh-huh.
So I'd like to hear from those people.
All right. Well, that's a great idea. Well, we will definitely consider that. I know we've considered those names in the past as well, so we'll certainly consider that again. Absolutely. And please keep sending us suggestions.
All right. Thanks. Love to see them.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.
That's going to have to be the last phone call because we're pretty much out of time. But
oh, come on.
No. No, I'm giving out the phone. No, we don't have time. We have to go. The next show is breathing down our necks. But people who have suggestions for us on the radio or elsewhere, email us, oth@2600.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we will be on again next week with our usual show of an hour on WBAI and who knows how long on overtime, of which there is no overtime this week, unfortunately. And we'll try to get this phone fixed. Although that last call, I think, was not us. I think that was just a bad cell phone signal. Folks out in signal land, any final words?
Just keep us going here at WBAI, buddy.wbai.org.
Fair enough. All right. Alex, have a great night over there in Sicily, or morning, or whatever it is.
Yes. Thank you, Emmanuel. And looking forward to next week.
And I just want to say, all those things that they say are dying, they're things that remind us how to live.
believe that I can convince you beyond a shadow of a doubt that we know what we're talking about. Very well, go ahead.
Take him away.
Neutralizers? The port of Shandy.
Whatever's inside there is still ticking away.
Yeah, we've tried everything else already.
Once I have emptied your mind, you'll be dead.
What other choices have we?
Why don't we try attacking the aliens' headquarters with a reverse energy burst?
Could backfire and destroy all of us.
I know. It will appear in the event you were found by any humans in the area.
Wait a minute, I'm not the army!
Must have transferred me out of their machine.
What is this mumbo jumbo?
Who are you?
I've already thought of that.
Isn't that a force field?
No.
This is a mind reading device.
Would it intend to extract from you the knowledge of businesses?
Let's try.
Once I have emptied your mind,
something wrong.
Shall we go down and join them?
You're being held there by a magnetic force. We can hold you there indefinitely.
All right.
Alien complex.
Use my private timeline.
You humans have become most annoying. We are now going to take action against you.
Convinces me of nothing.
Oh, yeah, room back on it. When, yeah, no, you don't need it. take with the wind with me. I'm going to pass through one of them, I'm going to be shining around. I'm going to hold the record and I'm not going to want to balance on that. When you're with a young woman, you're with him. I'm going through here, you're with him.
Bye-bye, my mama. Oh, wow. Great start to the show. Welcome everybody to the Cosmos Club for November 20.